Maseches Brachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, until Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that although ideally one should face the Beis HaMikdosh, the most inner part of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he davens Shmona Esrei, we said that if you're not able to, for whatever reason, if you can at least face part of your body there, then you should, but if you can't even do that, then it's enough just to envision in your mind standing in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This Mishnah will cite another couple of examples where this would be applicable. Hayayeshu Bisfina, if he was sitting in a boat, over Korain or in a wagon, over Asta or on a raft, and the common factor between these three things is that usually, at least in those days, one would not know the direction towards the Beis HaMikdosh, so he wouldn't know which way to face. And therefore, like we said in the previous Mishnah, Yechavenis Libo connected Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should direct his heart, his thoughts, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though his body is not necessarily facing that direction. Now there's actually another thing which is similar with all these three things. And that is that it's very difficult to stand still and maintain your balance. If you're in the sea, if you're in the water, if you're on a moving vehicle, it's difficult to stand still as well. So even if you would know the direction towards the Beis HaMikdosh, you should sit down while you're saying it so that you'll be able to concentrate properly on the words as opposed to concentrating on maintaining your balance.